This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. This is Chris Switz with Morning Devotions. No one likes to live in an environment of fear, whatever that happens to be. Some people have had such a frightening experience they can't leave the comfort of their house, for example. Others are afraid of getting out and mixing with others. So there are many different types of fear. So whether intentionally or not, we prefer to reside in personal comfort. Before we move into a house, we want to make sure that neighbourhood is safe for us and our kids. Before we eat at a restaurant, we look at the menu and see if that is going to be okay. Before we send our kids to school, we make sure that the school's got a good reputation, they've got good teachers. Being afraid, I think, is part of everyday life, but it need not paralyse us. There are many types of fear. People talk about the fear of public speaking, the fear of authority, at work, fear of displeasing someone, the fear of saying no, or that fear of being loved or appreciated. Look, there are many other fears, the fears of the shortcomings in my own life, and that list can go on and on. And some of our fears, I think, are rooted in trauma and distress. It was the late great Methodist minister, Dr. Leslie Weatherhead, who told his church congregation one day the story of a military officer in World War I. In a time of fighting, he would stand at the top of a trench rather than get down with it. Now, his men thought he was quite brave to stand out like that, but the truth was he was paralysed by fear, the fear of being in an enclosed space. And as a child, he was attacked by a dog in a narrow alley one day, and that left him with this fear of enclosed spaces. Yes, fear, it's uncomfortable, crippling, and I guess eliminating it would be the same thing as taking down your home alarm system, because sometimes you do need, well, often you need that alarm system if there's something going wrong. So what do you do when you experience fear in your life? Do you run and hide, or can you face it head on? I think there are two types of fear in our lives, as good and bad. Good fear keeps us safe from danger. For example, most of us have a healthy fear of walking out front of traffic. And then there's this bad fear that I've already mentioned, the fear of rejection or the fear of what we might do. So what can we do? Here's a couple of things. Distract yourself from what is causing you the fear. Walk away from whatever it is that's causing this. Engage in your favourite hobby or start a new hobby. Go and read a good book. Watch a movie if you can. Take a walk. Just get some exercise. Draw from the past success that you've had in overcoming fear. I feel confident saying that this is not your first go around with fear. Think about the situations where you've won. Turn your fears over to God. And this is an important thing. Pray, because prayer can allow you to let go of your fears. Praying to God can give you hope that He will be with you by your side, and He'll guide you to victory over that fear. We need to remember our Creator's words that were spoken in the Psalms in the Old Testament when King David said, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life, of whom shall I be afraid?" God said through the prophet Isaiah, "I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you." So facing fears, I think, is an opportunity to grow and become stronger mentally and emotionally. Control what you can and then trust God for the rest. I think that way you can live in a far more calm and relaxed manner. So what fear does to us? It hurts our health. It actually shortens our days, clouds our vision, and the inner strength we have can be sapped. Realize that God is in control and God can bring good out of bad. There's another wonderful promise from Psalm 32, verse 8. God says to you and me, "I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I'll counsel you with my loving eye." So God meets you where you are. Turn your fears over to Him and He'll help you deal with them. Heavenly Father, today, we don't want to be caught up in this paralysis of fear. We want to live a full life so that we can enjoy what you've got for us and in so doing, praise you for life. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.